What are you unpacking all the bath towels for? That box was all ready to go.
Well, I needed them to wrap around certain breakable things, dear.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a good idea.
If there's still so much left to do, you think we're going to be ready for the movers by next Tuesday?
Well, we better be. The Claytons will be moving in.
Now, you called the movers now, didn't you?
Yes, darling, for the 15th time, yes.
Dear, I want to make sure it's all set. They know they're to be here bright and early Tuesday morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's all we need, you know, to have our furniture still in here and the Clayton's furniture arrive from Cincinnati. It's the kind of thing that happens to us.
Yeah, for sure.
Hand me that vase, will you? I think I can get it in this box, yeah. Yeah. Now, on Tuesday, as soon as the movers have picked up our furniture and they're out of here, I'll take the baby right out to the Smiths.
Look, that's all set, isn't it? I mean, they still want to put us up out there.
Oh, yeah, sure. I talked to Barbara this morning, and she said fine.
Well, what about Betsy when she gets through school in the afternoon? She won't be coming back here on the bus.
Well, if the movers haven't left, I'll pick her up. Oh, I'll need the car Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, sure. Look, can't you get any more in that box?
No, don't do that. I want to mash things down. I've got things in here that might break. Now, either I'll pick her up on the way out to Smith, or if the movers are through early and I go out to Smith, then I'll drive back into town from there and pick up Betsy at school. Or she can come back to Kendall's and you can pick her up after work and bring her out.
Oh, boy, this living 4 miles out in the country is not going to be simple.
Well, it's only for 2 weeks, dear.
Yeah? And I stopped out there at our new house after I went to the hardware store this morning. If that new house of ours is finished in 2 weeks, I'll certainly eat my hat.
Oh, don't say things
like that, dear.
October 1st, Mr. Dibble said he was certainly going to try and have it ready by October 1st.
Yeah, trying is one thing. Doing it is another.
Well, don't think about it now. We just have to face things as they come. What time is it?
Oh, well, it's 1:30. Why?
Nothing.
Oh. I know.
What?
You can't wait until that paper gets here with your interview and your picture.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that.
And any time. My cute little chairman of the summer camp committee. You can't fool your wise old husband.
Oh, I hope it's a good picture. I mean, he took it so quick.
Now stop worrying, will you?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Elmer.
The back door was open, so I walked right on in. Still packed?
Oh, yes, still added. It just seems endless.
In case you wondered, Betsy got off the school bus at our house. She's playing with Mary Lou.
Oh, fine. That's all right. Gee, is it 3:30 already? I was stupid enough to pack the living room clock first. Now I keep looking at this bare mantelpiece. Never know what time it is.
Well, here's the biggest box I could find.
Oh, fine, dear.
Oh, hi, Eleanor.
Hi.
I thought I'd finish cleaning out the basement. Oh, Eleanor, don't forget to look in the weekly magazine section of the paper tonight.
Oh, honey, now stop. He tells everyone that, and I feel so silly. The milkman, the mailman, the dry cleaner.
Why not? I'm proud of you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's nothing, really. The Post Bulletin interviewed me and took a picture, and it's going to be in the paper, that's all.
Tell her the funny part.
Well, it isn't so funny. Mrs. Houston.
Mrs. Henry Wadsworth Houston?
No, the same is just furious. As are all the members of the summer camp committee, of which I am chairman, and why I was interviewed. Well, they felt they should get in on it, you know, so I said, well, fine, of course, you know.
So Mrs. Houston rounded them up frantically and brought them back here to get in on the pictures, and the photographer had gone.
Yeah. Well, he only took 2 quick pictures of me, and I tried to explain, but, oh, they were all so burned up.
Oh, well, you couldn't help it. I thought it was kind of funny myself. Well, I got to go and see if there's any more heavy boxes in the garage.
Oh, I tell you, it has been some week. Mother Piper was here helping us. She left this morning.
Oh, you never told me. What about, you know, his name, the birth certificate he sent for?
Oh, dear, did I tell you something about that? I wasn't supposed to tell anyone.
You said his name was listed on it as A.Z. Percy Piper.
Oh, heavens, I didn't know I told you. That's right. Well, don't let on, you know. He's very sensitive about his middle name being Percy when he always thought it was Preston.
I haven't seen you since before his mother came. You said she was going to explain it.
Oh, well, so much has happened since then. The whole thing is the result of family arguments when he was born. Finally, they gave him initials so he could pick the name he wanted when he grew up.
I know people who have done that. Well, what about the Percy name?
That's his mother's family name. Descended from somebody who fought at the Battle of Hastings or something. Sir William Percy, I think. But his father wanted his middle name to be Preston after his mother. Now it turns out that Mother Piper's always hated her mother-in-law and would not name a son of hers Preston. And Father Piper's just found out she didn't put Preston on the birth certificate. Oh, I tell you.
Well, it's too complicated for me.
Me too. Well, I can't go into it anymore. Heavens, I didn't know I said anything to you. Well, no, he wouldn't like it at all.
I won't say a word, but I must say, I'll bet it'll be a surprise to find out he was legally named Percy instead of Preston.
Well, it was a surprise. Well, it's only a middle name, but he is so upset.
There's the dry cleaner in front of my house, and Fred wanted his brown suit to go. See you later.
Well, look, come on back, Eleanor. I'll fix some coffee. I could use a rest anyhow. Ah, now, let me see. Oh, good, darling. Where'd you find those boxes?
In the basement.
How fun.
Did you just tell Eleanor about my birth certificate and all that business? But now, don't say no, because I can tell from the look on your face that you did.
Right. Darling, I don't know why you say that.
No, I can say that because I was standing right under you in the basement, and with the rugs up, you can hear every word.
Oh. Well, Eleanor won't say anything, dear. I told her not to.
I told you not to, too, remember? P-Sakes, I want to get my birth certificate straightened out before any of my so-called pals find out about this and start calling me Percy just to be so funny.
Oh, don't worry. So Eleanor won't say a word, and I give you my word I won't tell anyone else. What time is it?
Look, it's another hour until a paper boy gets here, so... Now, come on, will you? Let's keep on with the packing.
It's here! Dear! Come here, the paper came. Oh, I can't find the story about me now. Gee, I hope it's a decent picture. I'm a terrible...
What is it? What is the matter?
Oh, look. Look at my eyes. All squinty, my nose looks crooked, and that expression? I look sick.
Let me see.
I look sick.
Oh, no, I don't think so. That's not a bad picture at all.
You mean you think I really look like that?
No, I didn't say that. Oh. I said it wasn't a bad picture, and it isn't.
All the fussing I did over what dress to wear, it doesn't even show. This is just a headshot, and he was so anxious to have me pose by the apple tree, you can't even tell what it is. Except that it looks as though I have leaves growing out of my ear.
Well, stop fussing, will you? Look, for a newspaper picture, this is not bad at all. Well, now, let's see what the story says about you.
Am I really that unattractive?
Yes.
Oh, you...
No, I'm kidding. Now, come on. Come on. Here, read what it says.
No, don't
grab it out of my hands like that, will you?
It says I am president of the Woman's Club.
Let me see.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy, no wonder you got excited.
Mrs. Houston will be furious, and she is mad enough now. How could the paper make a mistake like that?
Don't worry about it. It's not your fault. The paper got it wrong, that's all.
That woman from the paper knew I was just chairman of the summer camp committee. Well, wait till Mrs. Houston reads this. She will be on the phone to me so fast.
Oh, boy, I wish I could see her face when she reads it. That'll be something.
No, I want
to... Oh, it's pretty funny at that.
No, Mrs. Houston isn't going to think it is funny at all.
Stay still, will you? I'm trying to read this.
Oh, it's just...
Let me have it.
I'm so upset. Only thing I can figure out is that girl is new on the paper, which I think she is because it has been in the paper so often... that Mrs. Henry Wadsworth Houston, president of the Woman's Club, did this, you know, and did that.
Yes!
But... What's the matter? What is it now?
Did you tell that interviewer about my birth certificate?
What?
Did you? Here it is in the paper. The whole story's here in the paper.
Mrs. Piper said she was
afraid her life wasn't very interesting to other people, but we disagreed with her, and she related an amusing incident which really happened recently to her husband. Mr. Piper sent for his birth certificate. Much to his surprise. Read it yourself. It's all there in black and white.
Oh,
for the whole town to read.
But I don't understand it.
Well, you must have said something.
No, I didn't. Why would I? Oh.
Yes.
I do remember. Well, but she asked me the baby's name, and I said we hadn't agreed yet on the name. And she told some story about her family who couldn't agree on a name for her brother or something. So they just gave him initials. So I told about you because I thought it was such a coincidence.
Will you promise me?
I didn't tell her to put that in the paper. I didn't.
Don't you know better than to blab everything to a reporter? In fact, I told her.
I said, I remember my exact words. I said, of course this is off the cuff.
Off the cuff?
Yes, that is exactly what I said.
Off the cuff?
Well, that's what you say when you don't want somebody to print something. You just tell them, you know, that it's off the
cuff. Off the record. Off the cuff.
Heavens. Yes, that's right. That's right. Off the roof.
Yes.
Well, I knew it was off something. Well, I'm sorry, dear. I was so nervous anyhow being interviewed.
What have I ever done? Off the cuff.
I'll bet that's Mrs. Houston. Yeah. What'll I tell Mrs. Houston?
Look, don't ask me. I got my own problem. Hey, look who's coming up the front walk. Look, Charlie Bemis.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mrs. Houston. I don't know how it happened.
Well. Hello, Percy.
So it turns out she says off the cuff instead of saying off the record.
Oh, boy. Don't know what I've laughed so much, Percy.
Now, look here, Charlie. Look here, friend or no friend, I have had enough.
All right, now, wait a minute, pal. You better get used to it. It's in the paper. A lot of the wise guys are going to razz you. You better be a good sport about it.
Charlie's right, dear. It's my fault, I know, but people will think more of you if you're sort of good-natured about it, dear.
Now, look, worse things have happened. It'll die down. Well, Haven't told you what I dropped overboard.
Look, if it's bad news, save it. I've had a rough week.
No. It's good news. I figured you'd be looking for another car, and I just heard about a good buy. Almost brand
another
new.
Another car? Look, the one we got is going to do us for the next 20 years. My golly, that new house is taking every dime that
I can
spend.
Yeah, but you're going to need two cars. Well, aren't you? You'll be practically in the country out there when you move into your new house. There's no city bus service out there. You'll have to drive to work. And you certainly can't leave her out there without a car, pal. She'll need a car to go shopping for groceries and stuff. And what if one of the kids gets sick? Oh, now, don't tell me. Don't tell me you two never thought of having to have another car when you got out there.
No.
No. Never, ever thought about it. Boy, this is sure my unlucky day. I should say, my unlucky year.
Oh, now, don't say that. This is your lucky year. Hey, guess who's thinking of buying the other 2 acres right next to you out there, and who's going to build a little old house right next to yours?
Oh, no, not...
Right, little old me!
Oh, that's wonderful, Charlie.
That's wonderful, Charlie. Yes, certainly is my lucky day.